You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. And now your host, Eric Dye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN. This is Eric Dye. The Green Business Podcast Show is your EPN channel for better informing you how to green your business, hear how others have made their business green, bring awareness to a green economy, and the advantages it brings to your community as a whole. Today, we are speaking with Barry Slotnick, president of Verisport Incorporated, a sustainable corporation and green fitness manufacturer for the Ultra Slide Slideboard. Barry, certainly a privilege to have you part of the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN.
Happy to be here. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Good to have you. Now, I understand that the Ultra Slide Slideboard is a sustainable product, as mentioned on the intro. What does that mean, and what ways are you going above and beyond just traditional recycling when it comes to sustainability?
Well, thanks. Yeah, we've really made sustainability integral to the way we run this business, both from a product and an operational standpoint. So when you look at the Ultra Slide Slideboard itself as a product, we've taken great measures to use reclaimed and recycled components in the production of these boards. So standard on all our boards right now are bumpers made from reclaimed ash trees. As you probably know, there's been a real epidemic of emerald ash borer throughout the upper Midwest and Northeast. And these great trees have had to come down due to this disease. We use that wood to make these bumpers, so we're not destroying new healthy trees to make these bumpers. We're using these trees that were already having to come down due to disease. So what we get is a really nice looking solid wood bumper made from the ash, but also from trees that, again, already had to come down. The rubber that we use underneath all of our boards to keep them in place on the floor is made from recycled tires. It's very grippy, and the great thing with this product is it also works very well. So it's really double in that performs great and it's sustainable. On our Ultra Slide 6-foot board, which is our newest board, the board itself is made from 100% recycled plastic. So that product is really fully sustainable with the bumpers, the rubber, and that substrate. On our larger boards, we use FSC certified plywood and MDF. So that's sourced from responsibly managed forests and sources. So with the product, we really try to go above and beyond sustainability wise. We use local suppliers with a lot of our components. And as far as the operation goes, all of our shipping with UPS is carbon neutral. We use recycled packaging. We've eliminated all foam interior packaging, all polystyrene. So all of our packaging now can be fully recycled by the customer once they get the board out of the box. Our containers are also made from 100% recycled corrugated. So, throughout the entire process with the product itself and then, the operation fulfillment, we really try to do it in the right way.
Absolutely outstanding. Now, as an entrepreneur, what do you see as the biggest challenge of being a small business with a fairly niche product? How do you overcome these challenges, such as people not always being aware of its purpose and benefits?
Well, the fitness space and fitness equipment, exercise equipment, it's very crowded. There are a lot of choices, and the Ultra Slide, as you mentioned, and slide boards in general are a niche product. So our website is vital. That's kind of our beacon to the world. Social media has obviously become very important too, so we really try to leverage all digital fronts to get the word out. Being a small business, it's just creating awareness. And luckily with these digital opportunities, we can do that more so than ever. This business is over 20 years old, and when I first started, we were having to do direct mail, call people, and that was effective back then. But now we've been able to scale a lot more through our website with social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest. So we've really been able to get the word out that way, and it's helped. And we feel that, you know, our story, sustainably speaking, made in the USA, the unique nature of our product really lends itself well to the digital frontier. So it's been very good for us.
What do you see as the biggest long-term impact of your green business practices?
We definitely want to inspire people to do the right thing, and we're getting more and more comments from people praising the sustainable nature of our business, you know, again, both the product and the operational end, and that really is great to hear. That's probably my favorite thing to hear from customers is when they acknowledge and appreciate the sustainability of the Ultra Slide brand. That's like music to my ears. So we definitely want to inspire people to do similar things. I think it's a case, you know, where actions speak louder than words. And again, through social media, through our website, we're actively promoting our sustainability, and people are in tune to it. So if we can inspire others to do the same thing, whether it be in their business or in their home, day in, day out, then, you know, that's another added benefit, and we've made an impact in our own way.
Certainly, I'm sure you've inspired others just listening in to this point today. We are visiting with Barry Slotnick, president of Verisport Incorporated, a sustainable corporation and green fitness manufacturer, for the Ultra Slide Slideboard here on the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Barry, what impact has the Ultra Slide had on the fitness world, and how has the product continued to be relevant in an ever-evolving industry?
Well, slide boards are unique in the sense that in its core movement, you're moving laterally. Most things you see in a gym and most exercises in general involve moving forward. You know, whether you're on a treadmill or ellipse, you're moving forward and in some cases backwards. Well, with the Ultra Slide, you're moving laterally when you're using it in its basic motion, and that makes it very unique and has continued to make it relevant. There really aren't any other pieces of equipment where you can exercise in that manner. In the last several years, with the increasing popularity of functional training, slide boards have become more beneficial with other types of exercises, single leg exercises, upper body, core work. So the Ultra Slide has benefited from that and has seen a lot of new uses and in turn new users. So we're lucky, very lucky for that, and that's how we've continued to stay relevant. We had a very early entry with teams, both pro and college, and over the years that has certainly expanded to the general fitness population, health clubs, physical therapy. Again, because of the unique nature of the exercises that can be done on our boards.
Lastly, what's in the work for Ultra Slide moving forward? What can we expect to see in the near future from the brand?
A lot of really exciting things are happening. We are beginning this fall workshops for personal trainers where they can earn valuable continuing education credits or CEUs. These folks can come to workshops we're holding starting in the Chicago area. Learn about the Ultra Slide, learn about, of course, how to use it, how to benefit from it for themselves and for their clients that they train, attend those workshops and get continuing education credits for it. We are also coming out with some new products, one of them being our Octagon Ultra Slide, which is a very big board. It's, as the name implies, it's octagon-shaped. It'll allow the athlete to move in a 360-degree motion laterally. We are also coming out with some more economy boards for home use at lower price points. And all of these products, of course, will be done and manufactured as sustainably as possible, using, again, the aforementioned reclaimed ash, the recycled tires underneath, and sustainable substrates, whether it be FSC material or, whenever possible, recycled material. So, again, everything we do comes back to sustainability, and that even involves when we run these workshops, handing out manuals on thumb drives versus paper, doing as much digitally as we can, and always promoting that message, because that really, again, is the centerpiece of our brand, is sustainability and doing what's right for the planet.
Well, certainly has been great to have had you. I'm sure our listeners want to know where they can be in touch and also to get more information online about UltraSlide.
Absolutely. The first place I would suggest going is our website, which is ultraslide.com. I'll spell that ultraslide.com. We can be liked on Facebook at UltraSlide Slideboard, followed on Twitter at UltraSlide. So, but the website certainly is the first place to start. Contact information is on there. And lastly, for those who are wanting to call us, of course, we can be reached toll-free at 800-259-5356.
Very good. And in conclusion, anything lastly that you'd like to leave with the listeners in form of a tip and conclusion that could help our listeners be more green conscious and implement those practices along the way that you have implemented in your business, what would you leave with the listener?
I would just say to think about really everything you do throughout the day and think about where things go, and reuse whenever possible. I know it's a cliche, but that's really, again, what we do here operationally. We reuse a lot of things. We repackage things, things that we used to maybe throw out in years past, we now find a reuse for. You know, we really subscribe to the cradle-to-cradle theory. And again, I'll go back to those ash bumpers. That's an example. You know, we throw out a small bag of trash every week. We recycle a lot, but we throw out very little. And we run the business very smoothly that way. And it works very well. So my advice would be just, again, think about your impact. Think about where things go. And everybody can make a difference in their own way.
Well, Barry, thanks for taking the time to be with us here today on the Green Business Podcast Show.
Thanks very much.
You're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Barry Slotnick, president of Verisport Incorporated, a sustainable corporation and green fitness manufacturer for the UltraSlide Slideboard. And once again, the website of reference is ultraslide.com. And this has been Eric Dye, and you've been listening to the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.